This is Ted Kennedy. The budget summit's rolling down the track. Will education have the right-of-way it deserves? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush's decision to break his Read My Lips 1988 campaign promise and call for new taxes gave indigestion to you right-wingers, but it also gave needed momentum to the budget negotiations. The question, Al, is whether the president and his negotiators will face up to another reality of equal importance, the need to shore up the country's future by investing now in education. The danger is that all the budget savings will be used for deficit reduction, when part of them should be earmarked for high priorities like education, which have been neglected too long. Under the administration's short-sighted plan, education will be cut even deeper. We'll fall farther behind, Al. If the White House has its way, and we keep shortchanging our schools, the next generation of students won't even be able to read their president's lips.
Ted, ain't that just like you? How about a fat lip? I can't read your lips, but I can sure read your mind. You can't even finish a sentence about the deficit without touting new spending. At least catch a breath in between. As it now stands, we face a $3.1 trillion debt. If you and your liberal cronies and the democratically controlled Congress don't stop this outlandish spending, we'll have to raise the debt limit again. Who does that help, Ted? Surely not the children who will be in hock forever. Ted, it sure doesn't take any genius to know the importance of educating our children. Read the facts, Ted. When you add up all the money spent by county, state, and the federal government, the United States spends more total bucks on education than on defense. Education is fundamental, Ted. Why not then get your House Democrat buddies to bring up the fine president's bill? But when it comes to deficit spending, you really need a lesson in the third R, arithmetic. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need for a living will. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.